Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Alzheimer's disease is a subject dreaded by anyone to face head-on, including Latinos. The ongoing Our America project among ABC-owned television stations tackles this matter this weekend in Unforgettable. Executive producer Zynga Blake joins me next. Also ahead, SAG-AFTRA and AMPTP are talking again, a new USA scripted player, our classic trivia question, and Zumo comes to cable's rescue. That's our takeaway of the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. I'm presenting the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, the Zencaster Creators Network, and more than 40 other great podcast destinations. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Our opening half hour is brought to you by Wild, the reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. 65 degrees atop the hour, gray skies here in the New York metro area. I'm on this Friday afternoon, 6th of October, 2023. We welcome you to our third edition of the week of the program All About TV's Current and Future. I think we have a very illuminating episode for you today, so stick with it. And if you or someone you know is dealing with Alzheimer's disease, whether it's in your family or someone you know, stay tuned. I think this episode is going to give you a lot of information, especially if you know people of Latino descent or Hispanic descent who are dealing with this very critical issue. And we invite you to be involved in the program with our guests. All you have to do is pick up the phone and dial in and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. You'll also join into our chat room and make yourselves known. It's SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the promo is on the air, you can interact with others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio speaker, tune in screen, follow the instructions of the Disney Live with you. And incidentally, if you need resources to deal with the situation with Alzheimer's or dementia, we will have some resources for you at the end of our segment. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you have a pen, paper handy. Zynga Blake from Our America Unforgettable joins us live from Los Angeles after these news notes. Representatives from the Screen Actors Guild AFTRA Union are back in face-to-face meetings this afternoon with leaders of the TV Motion Producers Alliance, or AMPTP. If progress on a new multi-year contract happens by tonight, SAG-AFTRA may keep the negotiations going this weekend without a break. If not, the union will stand by an earlier declaration to meet with AMPTP again on Monday. One development that may ignite matters, the U.S. Labor Department's disclosure this morning that more than 7,000 TV and film jobs were eliminated last month, following 17,000 lost jobs in August. TV and film industry employment declined by 45,000 since May, when writers began their five-month walkout, which is now over. South Korean entertainment superpower CJM, that's EMM, is taking a leap into making U.S. scripted series. CJM's U.S. operations, based in Los Angeles, has hired Elise Choi as Executive Vice President and Scripted TV Overseer. She will adapt the organization's catalog of content for American overseas television services. Choi was recently Executive Producer on the upcoming Hulu series, Interior Chinatown. Now, quickies, World War II drama Matters of the Air will premiere January 26th on Apple TV+. Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks are among the Executive Producers. No More Welcome to Flash It on Fox, the mockumentary adaptation of the BBC hit This Country, was canceled early this afternoon after a two-season run that wrapped this past February. Reverie's annual Clear X Awards will happen live October 11th. That's this coming Wednesday. Discover Card will be among the sponsors. Less than 2 weeks into its run, Netflix will give spooky toon saga Castlevania Nocturne a second season. For the first time ever, Entertainment Tonight will originate full episodes from New York. We're referring to the hour-long weekend edition with correspondent Rachel Smith, the new anchor person as of this weekend. You may remember also from her work as the host of the syndicated series On the Red Carpet. Paramount Plus's Latin music docuseries De La Calle arrives November 7th. And Paris Hilton's recently published memoirs is in line to become a scripted series or miniseries. A24 picked up development rights, and Hilton will supervise development with Ellie and Dakota Fanning and their production company. And that is news notes for today. Now joining me live from Los Angeles, the executive producer of the latest in the Our America series of documentary specials, Unforgettable, Zynga Blake. Zynga, thank you for being here.
Hello, Simon. Thank you so much for having me on your show. This is an honor.
Thank you so much. It is an honor to have you as well, Zynga. And this is not the first of these Our America specials you've done. In fact, you've done them since the series started on the 8 ABC-owned stations, Localist, and Hulu a couple of years ago. What had this be the latest for you?
So the latest is our incredible, touching, and heartwarming special that is about the Alzheimer's disease that impacts, like, what, 6.7 million Americans. They are living with Alzheimer's. But we were so fortunate to have, you know, we have incredible leaders across our ABC on television station. And one of them in particular, he's our president of our KFSN station. His name is Mike Carr. He's the general manager. And he just brought up this startling statistic. And he came to us with a statistic that said Hispanics are 1.5 times more likely than non-Hispanic white people to develop Alzheimer's. And so, of course, what we did was we explored that with our partners over at ABC News Medical Unit. And so we dug a little deeper and we spoke with people from the Alzheimer's disease to kind of like unpack, well, what is really happening with these numbers? And we also discovered that Latinos in the U.S. living with Alzheimer's and other dementias will increase by more than 5 times within the next 40 years. That's going to be the largest increase among racial ethnic groups. And so by 2060, there will be 3.2 million Hispanic Americans living now, as you know.
And that, by the way, is the projection is by that date,
yeah.
It is supposed to be somewhere over 100 million Latinos. That's not counting, by the way, illegal immigrants or illegal aliens.
Correct. Although I don't like to call them illegal aliens, but, you know, these are human beings. But I'm just saying that this is something that is so important for us to really focus on. It's important that we care. And one thing that we realized that from a cultural perspective, a lot of the issues stemmed from, you know, people like, look, I'm of African descent. And from culturally, we don't really talk about these issues. We don't put our, you know, as we say, our business or our family issues out there. So that's a part of the reason why we are having a lot of people not going to doctors, not talking about the issues when we see family members, older family members start to experience memory loss. And so that's something that we really wanted to focus on with the special. And we were so fortunate. We were very fortunate to have one of our producers who is Latina, Jessica Dominguez. She actually took the lead on this project. And we, along with ABC News, our partners, we identified two families that we, you know, we really followed. And they invited us into their home. And one of them, the Miranda family, they're of Puerto Rican descent. They live in Hartford, Connecticut. They are watching their strong, hardworking, traditional patriarch slowly slip away because of their disease. And then we have this incredible woman by the name of Aurora Ramirez, who is of Mexican descent, and she's the only child. And now she is the sole caretaker of her mother after receiving this, you know, this heartbreaking diagnosis. And so both of these families were so gracious and so wonderful to allow us to come into their homes to kind of experience the day in the life of these families that are experiencing a loved one. And, you know, like basically, the saying is the long goodbye. So this is what they're experiencing. They're experiencing this long goodbye with their families. And, you know, like I said, I give my hat off to Jessica, who was able to, of course, relate to the families. And, you know, she gained their trust. So they were able to just be really open and vulnerable and be a voice for the community that often is very uncomfortable about talking about these issues, and understandably so.
Rick, we have our super fan from Philadelphia just in our chat room, so thanks for coming in. Rick, if you have a question or comment, put it in the room and make the call, 646-652-2906. How long did it take, Zynga, to get these two families, first of all, to pick these two families and document what they're dealing with, and then once you're in their homes, to have them open up about what it's like to deal with this situation on a day-to-day, sometimes moment-to-moment basis?
I would say that it took about 2 months for us to really, talk to people from the National Alzheimer's Association, identify families who were at least open to having a conversation with us. And, you know, the most important thing, just even dealing with all the other R Americas, when you're dealing with certain communities, you have to always remember that, you know, these are, you know, a lot of times these community members feel like other people haven't got their stories correct. So it was very important for us to explain that the Our American series is a platform that is given to these individuals to share their stories. We're not sharing the stories for them. They get to share their own stories. So it was wonderful to be able to gain their trust. And Jessica flew out to Connecticut. She spent time with them, with our other producer, Shaka Wu, and Cameron from our localish team. You know, they spent time with the families before the cameras even came on, you know? And I think that is why you will be able to see these incredible, heartwarming interviews with these family members.
Unforgettable is the latest in the ongoing series of Our America presentations put together by 8 of the ABC-owned television stations. It will premiere tomorrow night in prime time on KGO-TV at the ABC station in San Francisco and also on KBC-TV Los Angeles. Here in New York, we will be seeing it on Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on WABC-TV, that's Channel 7, and it will also be running on Sunday on WLS Chicago. That will also be afternoon local time. And then on Monday, it will run on Localish. That is the national channel put together by the ABC-owned television station. It will also be running on Hulu. We're speaking with Zynga Blake. She is the executive producer of this Our America special, and she joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Happ, I'm with you live from New York on this Friday afternoon. Thank you for joining us wherever you may be across the country, around the world. And if you have a question or comment for Zynga, make a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Three more episodes of our show coming your way next week. We'll be on Monday, that's Columbus Day, and also known as National Indigenous Peoples Day as well, Thursday and Friday. Coming your way Thursday, reset from our episode yesterday, we will have the executive vice president of a very unique firm called Media Science, which uses behavioral science and neuroscience to figure out how and why we watch television. Philip Lomax will be our guest from that organization. And we'll also introduce you to a casting director who has his own firm called The Casting Collective. As a casting director, he works on such shows as American Idol and Dancing with the Stars, having contestants, whether it's normal people or celebrities. And he's also working on a new series on Hulu dealing with, you might say, the gay and lesbian answer to Ghost Hunters. His name is Logan Clark. The organization is called The Casting Collective. He'll be with us on Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, exclusively here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. When you were doing this journey of depicting how Alzheimer's is prevalent among Latinos and what they are doing about it, what was the surprising thing that you learned about this situation?
You know, I think for most of us, there is that, you know, misconception that when people get older and they forget, it's like, part of aging, right? All of us probably say that. But every single one of us who have aging parents, that is the first warning sign, right? And I think that's the one thing that we all, regardless of race, we all said, oh, my goodness, we need to start paying attention. Because then it's important for us to have these conversations with our parents, our grandparents, our aunts and our uncles, to say, hey, you know, if you ever experience this, please let us know so we can go to the doctor. Because that can drastically change their quality of life. And oftentimes when we don't talk about it and we just say, oh, you know, they're forgetting, and then these loved ones just start declining with their memory loss, it's then too late. So it was wonderful to be able to have these leading experts also represented in our documentary to talk to us about some of these warning signs. So, yeah, I think that was probably one of the most shocking things, right, for all of us. Oh, yeah, you're right. You know, when you get older, it's like us seeing that, oh, they're forgetful because they're old. Like, we have to stop saying that. We actually need to pay attention to that.
From the experts that you talk to, is there some clarity now about how people can spot when someone is in the early stages of Alzheimer's, the middle stages, the late stages, and how slowly or quickly that can happen?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Yeah. From the research that you did, and you and your producers, your staff, with the medical experts, what kind of clarity is there now about how people can spot when somebody is in the early stage of Alzheimer's, the middle stage, the late stage, and how slowly or quickly it can progress?
Well, I mean, honestly, we really just dug into, you know, what to do as soon as you see any kind of memory loss, you know, taking them, like, directly to, you know, your primary care physician. Now, one thing that we did touch upon was the importance of trying to identify caretakers who were bilingual and bicultural, because that was, you know, there were a lot of cultural barriers to having families even, you know, identify caretakers who could help them with this issue, because, like, you know, they had to find people who they could trust. So we kind of just, you know, is one that helps people understand the importance of, you know, seeing the first sign. There's still a lot more research that needs to be done, right? And the reason why the research needs to be done is because a lot of people from the Hispanic and Latino community have not been in clinical trials. So that's one of the major issues. And you even find that with African-American communities, because there's also that lack of trust, right? So it's really important for us to start sharing these stories to highlight, you know, these medical experts who come from the communities themselves to talk to our audiences about the importance of enrolling in clinical trials. So that's really what we focused on.
We've seen in over the last year or so more and more advertising for organizations like Visiting Angels and others that are providing caretaker services, or websites like care.com. In addition, drugs like Prevagen and others that say that they can help you in terms of increasing your memory, at least in the short term. Does the special deal with that or how these Latino families are using a caregiver from an agency or trying a drug like a Prevagen or something else?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting that you even brought up the, you know, caregivers, right? Most of the time, the caregivers are family members, right, due to cultural, right, experiences. And I think, you know, Jessica was, you know, she spoke to this, and she related to this because a lot of the times people in her family, right, would take care of her grandmother when she experienced Alzheimer's, or her grand, you know, her grandparents. So that's another thing that we had to address, is the fact that a lot of the times the families will take over without, you know, seeking assistance from caretaking agencies. Now, it's either, you know, access, or, again, it's due to cultural nuances, right, where you believe that you have to take care of family members. But a lot of the times it's very hard on the families. And so that's why we had someone like Aurora talk about the importance of, you know, being okay with asking for help. Right. It was so, so important for her to talk about that. And she was, you know, she said, I want to be a voice for so many people that are experiencing this and who don't want to talk about it. Not only are we talking about the importance of caretakers, we're talking about the importance of taking care of yourself as a caretaker. Right. We didn't really go into too much about the drugs. We did touch upon a few drugs, but again, it was really humanizing the story, humanizing the disease, most importantly, through highlighting the experiences of these two families.
R America Unforgettable. It is the latest in the R America series of documentary specials put together by 8 of the ABC-owned television stations. Once again, it will premiere this weekend in prime time on ABC stations in San Francisco as KGO, KABC in Los Angeles, and then weekend afternoon on Sunday here in New York on WABC TV Channel 7, and also on WSTV in Chicago. And then on Monday, we'll run nationally on Localish, which is available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices, also on multi-channel bundles, depending on where you are, as well as Hulu. Zynga Blake is the executive producer of the program, and if a question or comment or many minutes with her, make the call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And stay tuned. Before the bottom of the hour, we're going to give you some resources that you can use if you or someone you know is dealing with Alzheimer's. Do both families, before we touch on something else, do both families have a sense that maybe the outlook is going to be better at some point, if not for them, but for other people, that that we're on track to make progress in whipping this in whipping Alzheimer's for good?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the one thing that I loved about the special. You know, it wasn't doom and gloom. Yes, it is a heart heartbreaking, gut-wrenching disease, and it's so hard to see your family in decline. But we did want to make sure, and that's one thing Jessica also said, you know, her coming from the community, she wanted to ensure that people left with a sense of hope, right? And with these doctors, these leading doctors in these spaces, they do have hope. But that is why it's important for us to share these stories, because then, you know, hey, guess what? The season of giving is just around the corner. If you're looking for places to donate to the Alzheimer's Association, because guess what? This affects every single person in our communities. They're calling it the silver tsunami. And so if we can continue to support, you know, organizations that are leading the way to, you know, to driving change, wanting to see an end of this disease, and we need to support them. We need to talk about it in our respective communities. So, yes, there is going to take some time, but there is a lot of hope.
Instead, I want to say that after this weekend, we should point out that next weekend, this special is going to run on KFSN-TV in Fresno, California, also in Houston, Texas. That's next Saturday. And then it will be repeated on Localish on Monday, October 16th in prime time. And then the following Sunday, WPBI in Philadelphia and WTBD in Raleigh-Durham will get the special. As I mentioned, this is the latest of the Our America programs you've done. What do you like the best about doing this series?
You know, I absolutely love getting to connect and build community. I was very fortunate to be able to live all over the world, right, growing up. So I've always had a love for culture, and I always wanted to do something where I could reflect my experience. So this series allowed me to do that. And, you know, even by doing the series, even though I've been, like, exposed to so many different cultures, you still have people and experiences that you've never had, you've never met. And so what I love about it the most is what I learn. What I learned from people's experiences, what I learned from, getting to break bread with them at home. Like I said, when we do interviews with people, we have meals with them. You know, we really get to know their backstories. We get to celebrate our shared humanity, right? And that's what's so special about the Our America series. And we have so many incredible storytellers across ABC on television stations and our partners at ABC News and National Geographic. That's the best part about this, is getting to work with, you know, pretty much, that's what I call them, our family, right? We get to do this together. It's the collaborative process that's beautiful.
Speaking of the collaborative process, when you put these documents together, do the individual stations, whether it's WABC here in New York or KGO in San Francisco or KBC, do they contribute segments, or they contribute any other types of, let's say, leads on particular episodes or resources?
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you for asking that. In fact, we have 8 dedicated reporters to this beat, right, where we focus on human interest stories, social issues, and things like that. So we actually have 8 of our reporters doing their own stories through a local lens, like hyper-local lens. And you will be able to see that at all our 8 owned television stations in support of this special. And we do that with most of our projects.
Mm-hmm. In reading your bio, you have had a very interesting career in television, both on and off camera. Tell us about some of the things you've done, because it's really been wide ranging.
I know, it's so crazy, right? Well, you know, like I said, I grew up with a love for storytelling, so that's what took me to UCLA Film School, where I focused on scripted and unscripted television production and screenwriting. And I thought that I was going to start off behind the camera, but as fate would have it, I didn't. I actually was one of the first humans to co-host a show on Cartoon Network. In fact, I think we just celebrated our 20th anniversary this month, October 3rd. I was reminded. So I did that, but I got to say that where this love storytelling really came in was when I was a host, writer, producer for Current TV, which was kind of like if MTV and CNN had a baby. And so that's where I really honed in on my producing skills. And I loved being able to be in front of, I love people. And so I loved talking, as you can tell. So I loved being a host. I loved acting as well, because I like getting lost in a character. And really, like I said, I love writing. So just being able to unpack a character and think about the backstory, I just found it so much fun. But I really found my purpose in doing what I am doing now, which is telling stories of people who have often been all overlooked by the mainstream media and society.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, what was the cartoon network, the name of the Cartoon Network series?
Oh, it was called Fridays.
Was that a wraparound for cartoons, or was that a live-action animated show? What kind of program was it?
Yeah, it was totally a wraparound. It was like TRL for cartoons.
So what's next for you, Zynga? Another America special on the way, or something different? What's next in your career?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. Like I said, I love being a part of ABC-owned television stations and the Walt Disney family because of, you know, how they prioritize just the magic of storytelling with all of our human experiences. And I would, you know, I'm really looking forward to the next Our America special that is done by our L.A. anchor. He's fascinating. He's ABC7 local anchor David Oner. He does this beautiful performance called Defining Courage, which takes a look at a gripping and emotional journey into the legacy of the Nisei soldiers, which were a segregated combat team of Japanese Americans. And they are considered like some of the greatest fighting units in the American military. But again, we haven't heard of it. So that's another beautiful thing about this series, is we really uncover these hidden stories in our history. And so we're doing a special on it, and that's going to be the next installment. He's even going to be doing a performance at the Kennedy Center for Veterans Day, so we're really looking forward to that. And then I'm also working on another project that we're still in the works. So I don't want to say too much, but it's about how we can all get on a path to financial wellness, because so many people are struggling in this country right now. And, you know, the whole ethos behind our beat, you know, our story beat of inclusive storytelling or human interest stories, whatever you call it. It's about uncovering, you know, these social issues impacting different communities, regardless of race. And, you know, because the whole goal is to ensure that everybody can live a dignified life, a great life. And so we want to give people information that is needed. We want to celebrate people who are doing incredible work in our communities. We want to amplify voices that haven't. So I'm so excited about what's to come next year.
And right now, what we're talking about is Our America Unforgettable. It is, I believe, an unforgettable special dealing with where we stand with Latinos and Alzheimer's disease and where we go from here. It premieres tomorrow night in primetime on KGO-TV in San Francisco, KBC-TV in Los Angeles, Sunday afternoon on WABC-TV here in New York, Channel 7, and WLS in Chicago. Monday, it premieres nationally on Localist, the award-winning channel available on smart TV sets, smart devices, and multi-channel bundles, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Then later, the following weekend, it'll run on stations in Fresno, California, Houston, Philadelphia, Royal Durham. Also, will be running as well on Hulu. So do check it out. And it may run on other ABC stations as well. You can also, by the way, find it on ABC-owned channels that are running on smart TV sets and devices. And I understand also that in some situations, it will be captioned in Spanish as well as English, and also put together on ABC7 and Espanol, which runs on a number of different stations in different ways. So do check them out. For more details about not only this special, but the entire Our America series, you can check out localish.com, hulu.com, and abc.com. Now, if you or someone you know with Alzheimer's, we want to give you two resources to deal with. Number one, there is a helpline available to the Alzheimer's Association. It's available 24/7. Here is the phone number. Take it down. 800-272-3900. That's 800-272-3900. And for more details about the work of the Alzheimer's Association, here's their website, act.alz.org. act.alz.org. These resources are valuable to you and others you love, so do take advantage of them in any situation and in any language. Zynga Blake, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on making this special, you and your team. And all the best to you with everything you do down the road. It's been a wonderful pleasure having you here. You made a difference.
Oh, thank you, Simon. What you do makes a difference. Thank you for supporting us.
You're very, very welcome. It is an honor and a great, great pleasure. And I should point out, full disclosure earlier, we in our family dealt with Alzheimer's. One of our grandmothers passed away from Alzheimer's, one from dementia. So we know what the burden is. And unlike years ago when we had to deal with this, there's a lot more resources available. So, again, take advantage of them. They are very, very important. Zinga, thank you again. Take care. Have a great, great weekend ahead.
Thank you. You too, Simon.
You're very, very welcome. Zinga Blake, executive producer of Our America Unforgettable, beginning this weekend on the ABC owned television stations and on Localish and Hulu. More Tomorrow Be Televised coming up. First, some words from our sponsor, Wild, the reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. Are you out to make your personal well-being more natural and eco-friendly? Then give Wild a try. Wild deodorant has natural ingredients that freshen you anytime for any occasion. And Wild comes in a variety of scent and color combinations such as jasmine and mandarin blossom or fresh cotton and sea soap. I use it regularly now. It's absolutely marvelous. And there's no harsh chemicals to fret about. And if you want to refill, that gets delivered right to your door. So go Wild today with a special discount of 25% off your first order when you use the promo code SimonApple04 at checkout. Go to wearewild.com and use the promo code SimonApple04 at checkout. Enjoy. We come back. Our classic trivia question of the week. Our takeaway of the week as well, it's all about Zumo coming to cable's rescue. And we also have an up on what's taking place with a guest you heard on this program a couple of months ago. All after we pause after the bottom of the hour for web identification. We connect to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com. Together, reaching over 90 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Check out the Friday Happy Hour tonight on BTR, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. It's a lot of great music and entertainment for you. The Friday Happy Hour. You will be happy when you hear it. That's tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, that's BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised. This half hour is brought to you by BlendJet, the portable blender letting you make fresh smoothies, shakes, and mixed drinks on the go wherever you go. Welcome to those of you just joining us after the bottom of the hour. Simon Abbott with you along for the ride from New York, 65 degrees at the bottom of the hour. More to go on this program on this Friday afternoon. And give us a call. We want to hear from you, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Or hear our chat room, SimonApple04. My name is our super fan from Philadelphia, Rick Webb, is doing. Let's give you our classic trivia question. We've been offering it all week long. We're still looking for a winner, our first one in almost 2 months, and that could be you. And if you send the winning answer by email, that's how we get it. We have a bunch of great prizes for you. AMC Networks provided Uber card. We have two wonderful CDs, musical beauties for you. Chicago's Greatest Hits with songs like Saturday in the Park and Feeling Stronger Every Day. The Lifetime Women in Rock Collection with people like Laura Branigan, Bananarama, Lita Ford, The Bangles, and Joan Jett, the Blackhearts. And we have from Emmy-winning producer and writer Jeff Melvoin of Northern Exposure fame, and he was on our program last month. It's his best-selling book, Running the Show, Television from the Inside. All that could be yours if you know the answer to this question. Name the dog star of the 1950s TV comedy series, Topper. You know the series about the ghosts with the most, played by Ann Jeffries and her husband at the time, Robert Sterling, and they like to do their thing with their real-life human friend, Cosmo Topper, played by Leo G. Carroll. Name the dog star of the 1950s television series, Topper. If you know the answer, email me, SimonApple04 at yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04 at yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and your mailing address when you send the email so that if we get your answer and it's the correct one and you're first, you get the prizes off the bat. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow morning, that's Saturday morning, on Facebook and X, also known as Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Once again, the question, name the dog star of the 1950s television series, Topper. And if you know the answer, SimonApple04 at yahoo.com. If you are a previous winner or a previous guest on this program, you are not eligible. And if you are eligible, get in there and win, because in order to win, you got to be in. So do so today, and all the very best. Coming up next, our takeaway of the week, Zumo comes to cable's rescue. We'll get to that after we get to this message from the great people at BlendJet. If your blender is bulky and a pain to operate, give BlendJet the opportunity to make fresh smoothies, shakes, or mixed drinks an easy pleasure. BlendJet is so portable to work up a smoothie at the office, your favorite protein booster at the gym, or a poolside margarita. It's quiet to operate and rechargeable on the go. So what are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use the promo code TELEVISE to get 12% off your order and free two-day shipping. So blend anytime, anywhere with BlendJet. Just go to BlendJet.com, grab yours today, use the promo code TELEVISE, T-E-L-E-V-I-S-E-D, and get 12% off your order plus free two-day shipping. Great, great deal. Blend anytime, anywhere with BlendJet. Now time for our regularly Friday feature, the takeaway of the week, where we showcase the development that took place this week that we think you want to know about and care about because it could impact the way you watch TV now or in the future. And we subtitled today's takeaway of the week, Zumo Comes to Cable's Rescue. Because of developments over the last month or so, we have made 2 points very clear on this program and also elsewhere where I do my thing. And it's this. If you are a television network and cable and satellite is your way, your primary way to reach you, the viewer, you better think twice about that, and you better start looking at making smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and multi-channel bundles the primary way you reach viewers. And number two, it's very clear that a lot of people in the cable industry who run cable systems or cable operators like Comcast, Suddenlink, Altice, on those with Optimum, Charter, Cox, and so forth, what they have come to the conclusion of is if they're going to continue to be cable operators, they can't just run the services they have now and run them with programmers that they pay higher fees for and pass those fees on to you. They need to get the multi-channel bundles and, more importantly, the mega content services from Netflix to Hulu to Prime Video to Max, Peacock, Apple TV Plus, etc., on their systems. Well, this past Wednesday, at an event that was here in New York at Bryant Park, attended by press, Zumo, which is not only a multi-channel bundle that carries more than 300 channels all over the country through smart sets and devices, but is also the name of a joint venture that's been operating now for about a year by two of the biggest cable operators, Charter, the parent of the Sprint Spectrum cable systems, and Comcast, the nation's largest cable operator and the parent of NBC Universal. But they have now come up with a plan to get those mega content services and those multi-channel bundles on their cable systems. It's through what they call the Zumo Stream Box. It is a box that over the next few weeks and months is first going to be rolled out to Charter Spectrum cable customers. Disclosure, yours truly is a Spectrum cable customer. And then it will also be made available for free, at least for a year, not only to Charter customers, but Comcast customers. And what does this box do? Well, according to the press release, it makes it easy for customers to quickly dump in their favorite live, on-demand, or streaming content, but also enables seamless discovery of new programming through a content-forward interface and voice remote. So use your voice or voice remote to control the box. And you not only will be able to see your full cable system through such a process as a Spectrum TV, Affinity Stream, or X-Station with Zumo Play, you will also get, with this box, hundreds of built-in apps. You'll be able to see Apple TV+, Disney+, Hulu, Max, Netflix, Peacock, Pluto TV, Prime Video, Tubi, Zumo, X, Zumo Play, I should say. That's the multi-channel bundle, and more. Again, it's all through your cable system. And that is not all. Because according to one of the Comcast and Charter executives that was at this event at Bryant Park, they spilled the beans that ultimately, over the next few weeks and months and so forth, this box is going to be able to allow all sorts of services, video and non-video, interactive and passive, into your home through your cable system. We're talking, at least in the initial term, about music services, podcasts, including ours, all sorts of games through the cloud, fitness, doing fitness interactively, shopping, and much, much more. And again, all of this through your cable system. Again, what the plan is going to go, or how the plan is going to go, is that you will get the box free for at least a year. Then, the following year, you will have to pay, whether a monthly fee or an annual fee, up to you. And again, Charter subscribers, Spectrum subscribers will get the opportunity to get the box first, then Xfinity customers through Comcast, and maybe down the road, depending on how this is managed and how people respond to it, it would then be made available, I'm sure. And in addition, it would also go to Charter and Comcast customers who just have internet service or wireless service. So it's their opportunity to expand their internet service with a television aspect through Xumo Streambox. Will it work? It's going to depend on how this is marketed, how this is promoted, how this is advertised, and more importantly, how you respond. Both Charter and Comcast see Xumo Streambox as their answer to the constant cord cutting. That is, it is accelerating. And in part, that's because now more than 90% of all U.S. households have smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And that is how they're watching television. The mega content services and so many unique, what they call free ad-supported or free on-demand channels that are running through the smart sets and devices and multi-channel bundles like Xumo Play, like Pluto TV, like Tubi, like Cineverse, like Frndly TV, and so forth. Incidentally, we did not go to the event at Bryant Park on Wednesday. And I did not know about this event, wasn't given a heads up until the next morning after it was news of this was published in the various entertainment trade journals as well as Cable Facts Daily, which is the cable newsletter that I get every morning. So I want you to know that we have emailed people at Comcast, people at Charter, to have the executives who have put this Xumo Streambox together, such as someone who I've covered quite a long time, that's Marcus Jenks, he's the president of Xumo, of the joint venture, or Richie Geronimo, who's the president of product technology for Charter, or a similar person at Comcast to join us on this program. I'm sorry to say, so far, we have not heard back from Charter or Comcast. We're going to keep trying. We think you ought to know what this box is all about, what it can do now, what it can do down the road. So we will keep trying to have somebody representing Xumo and this Xumo Streambox on this program in the near future. And also to maybe have someone as well representing Xumo's television set venture, which is being also being marketed by Best Buy and other consumer electronics stores around the country to come on as well. If you want more details, by the way, about Xumo, go to Comcast.com and Charter or Spectrum.com. That's Comcast.com or Charter or Spectrum.com. And I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about this takeaway of the week? I'm curious, would you buy, if you're a Charter or a Comcast cable customer, would you buy a Xumo Streambox once you have a year to look it over and do it? Let me know. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com, or in our remaining minutes, give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Given the fact that Rick Webb, our superfan from Philadelphia, which is the headquarters city of Comcast, I'd love to hear what he thinks. So, Rick, if you want to weigh in, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, simonapple04 by name. And now, time for another feature that we do regularly called Up as an Update, where we catch up on guests and topics on this program. A few months ago, we introduced you to Peter Burke. He is the son of Howard Burke. He is the late writer of classic episodes of shows like Columbo and Mission Impossible. And Peter was with us to let us know that he has co-written an episode with his late father, a novel that he started before he passed away called Padlock. Well, the second of those books, which features an outline by Howard Burke, is now available. It's called Time Lock 2, The Kyoto Conspiracy. That's Time Lock 2, The Kyoto Conspiracy. It's published by Ingram Elliott. And we're going to talk to Peter and see if we can get a copy of that to offer as a future classic trivia prize. So once again, the book is called Time Lock 2, The Kyoto Conspiracy. If you want more details about the book, go to www.ingramelliott.com. That's www.ingramelliott.com. And if you want to hear the episode we did with Peter, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And remember that episode is also available on our wonderful website from On Podium. We'll put it together. That's tomorrowwillbetelevised.com. Tomorrowwillbetelevised.com. You also go to any one of our more than 40 podcast destinations from iHeartRadio, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, that's A-U-D-A-C-Y, formerly CBS Radio, Audible, Amazon Music, many, many more. That episode is up on their podcast platform. And incidentally, I want to give a shout-out to the Zencast Creator Network because we're getting a lot of great feedback on their podcast replays of our show. In fact, over the last few weeks, we have had, get this, more than 400 replays of our episodes on Zencaster's Creator Network. So if you want to catch those episodes, zencaster.com, Z-E-N-C-A-S-T-R.com. And thanks, as always, to the Zencaster Creator Network for lining up our advertisers. Please patronize them. Use those promo codes, whether it's televised, T-L-E-V-I-S-E-D, or SimonApple04. And remember, if you do, you get a nice percentage off your first purchase at checkout. And in the case of BlendJet, you also get free two-day shipping. And that's a very, very good deal. I know how sometimes shipping costs amount. So do patronize their advertisers, buy their products. Let me know what you think. Email me, or you can also contact me by social media, Facebook and LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook or LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, and X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Again, I want to thank Zynga Blake, the executive producer of Our America Unforgettable, for joining us on today's program. And for those of you that missed the first half hour that she was on, I once again want to give you the information about the program. Again, if you or someone you know is dealing with Alzheimer's disease, especially someone of Hispanic or Latino descent, this special is must-see television. Starting this weekend, in prime time on KGO-TV in San Francisco and KABC-TV in Los Angeles, ABC7. I should point out that KGO is running it at 9:30 p.m. local time. A half hour later is KABC's time. Here in New York, it's on Sunday on WABC, ABC7, at 1:30 p.m. local time, and on WLS Chicago at 4 p.m. local time. Then on Monday, it runs nationwide on Localish. That is the ongoing award-winning channel of programming produced by ABC Television stations across the country. It will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday night and the following Monday night, same time. And then following weekend, it will be on 10 p.m. primetime on ABC 30 KSFN-TV in Fresno. And then late night, 11:30 p.m. Central Time on KTRK-TV in Houston, Texas. And the following Sunday, it will be on 6 ABC WTBI in Philadelphia. They'll be doing it again in the afternoon, 12:30, actually the late night, 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time. It's 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And then that afternoon, 1:30 p.m., Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, WTBD, ABC 11, will be running it. Again, if you want more details about not only this but the other episodes in the Our America series, go to abc.com, hulu.com, and localish.com. And remember, this special will also be captioned in Spanish and presented on ABC 7 in Espanol. It will also be running, I believe, both in English and in Spanish on the local ABC stations' websites and on their smart TV channels that I believe are ad-supported. Also, if you or someone is dealing with Alzheimer's in any way, we want to give you two big resources. First of all, find out about the work of the Alzheimer's Association at their website, act.alz.org. act.alz.org. They will be happy to hear from you. Check out their website. Very valuable information that's updated regularly. And if you need help immediately, check out their helpline. Make a call. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The phone number is 800 800-272-3900. Available nationwide. That's the number, 800-272-3900. Use both these resources. They can be extremely valuable for you or others you love. So again, I want to thank Zynga Blake for being on today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us this week. Coming up next week, three more episodes for you. We'll be on Monday. That's Columbus Day. Some places are celebrating it also as National Indigenous Peoples Day. We'll also be on Thursday and Friday of next week. And on our Thursday episode, we'll have our reset interview with Philip Lomax. He is the Executive Vice President of Media Science. It's a very cool organization that I went to the headquarters on Tuesday. They use neuroscience to find out how we watch and use television. And believe me, I think Phil's got some interesting thoughts about how interactive TV is going to impact things now and down the road. And then you'll meet the founder of the Casting Collective, Logan Clark. He helps get contestants on such shows as America, whether it's celebrities or regular people, on such shows as American Idol and Dancing with the Stars. And he's also working on a brand new series coming to Hulu later this month. A lot of people call it the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy version of Ghost Hunters. That's all coming up next Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's episode, you want to catch up an episode you missed, go to the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. blogtalkradio.com/televised. TELEVISED. And check out our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com, anytime you like this weekend. We have lots of our episodes up, including episodes from last year and the year before. And don't forget, we've got those 40 wonderful podcast platforms to take our program. So check them out as well. Patronize our advertisers, too. They'd love to hear from you, and so do we. And remember, we love hearing from you. What do you think about our program today? What's your thoughts on where TV is at and where it's going? Email me anytime you like, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And you can also use that email to be in our classic trivia question contest, which we have every episode. And remember, our current episode, this is the question, name the dog star of the 1950s TV series Topper. And you can also use it for our regular feature, A Show to Know. Is there a program you like that doesn't get enough attention? Well, we will give it attention, and you got to let us know about it. And if we use your suggestion on the air, you get the credit. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Incidentally, while we have a moment, I want to also share that tomorrow morning or afternoon on your local NBC station, as part of their block, The More You Know, one of the groundbreaking programs in TV history in its genre is coming back in all new episodes, Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. We are trying to get the executive producer of that series on our show, we hope, next week or the week after. So that's coming your way from Hearst Media Production Group. That's tomorrow. Check your local listings for the time and the NBC station running the program on your local NBC station as part of their ongoing block in the mornings or afternoons on Saturday, The More You Know. And remember, we love hearing from you. And when you communicate with us, not only with that email, but also by social media, LinkedIn and Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook or LinkedIn, Simon Apple, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. However you communicate, we communicate back to you within 24 hours. That's our promise, and we urge to do it because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed are those of the participants. They are not say those of Blog Talk Radio, nor the distributors of this program. Andy Cho is BeatShaw's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website services provided by On Podium, the Internet's great podcast outpost. Guitarist Vegas is our web coordinator. Bobby Televised was brought to you today by BlendJet, the portable blender letting you make fresh smoothies, shakes, or mixed drinks on the go wherever you go. And by Wild, the reusable, refillable natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. But Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Friday and your weekend. SAG after people, keep talking with AMPTP. If you're making progress today, don't wait till Monday to do a deal. Make the deal. Stay in the room tomorrow, Sunday, how long it takes. Promise you, TV viewers everywhere will be happy you did. We'll be back on Monday, Columbus Day, National Indigenous Peoples Day, depending on where you are. 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, of course. BlogTalkRadio.com, speaker and tune in radio, and all of our podcasts and web destinations. Whatever you're doing between now and then, please make it safe, make it great, and take care of your loved ones because they love you. Until next time, stay well and stay tuned.